Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, February 16th. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Sam.
Are you awake yet? You're not awake?
No.
You seem kind of out of sorts this morning. Well, we'll put you back in the groove right away.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you even got a hat where I can't see your face.
I know. I was just like literally thinking about how this hat is so low and
right.
I can't even see anything.
Is it important to wear it?
Yes.
Okay, then bring up that thing here so I can see. There. I feel like I'm talking to your hat. I mean, what is that, you know?
Just deal with it this morning, Sam, okay?
Okay, I will.
I mixed way too many liquors last night. I'm struggling.
Okay, well, you can take a nap because we do have a guest in the studio, so you can take a little nap while I talk to her.
No, if I want to talk to her too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. Where are you this morning?
I'm right here with you.
Okay, cool. We have beautiful weather outside. No rain in the forecast at all for this year. And I don't know what we're going to do, you know?
It rained for a little bit last week.
Come on. That's rain. That's like dew, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's like a light dust. Well, it was like downpouring, though, actually, for 20 minutes.
Okay, well, here and there. But that doesn't count.
No.
No, not
it's
at
like
all.
It's like a little cold out, though.
It is cold, but we don't get the water we need, you know? And it depresses me because I love rain, and I'd like a little bit of rain. I'm not asking all the time. I don't think I could live like in a place
Seattle?
Like Seattle or something, mm-hmm. which is known to be very rainy.
They have the highest rate of suicide, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the gray sky?
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, London is pretty much like that too, you know, but
I want to go there so bad, though. It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, I don't know about suicide rates there, but who knows? Maybe it has something to do with it, you know?
Right.
I don't know. Have they proven that sunny places prevent suicide?
I think it's just like, maybe. I think so. I could be making that up.
We probably have just as much here as anywhere
else.
Like
when it's rainy, doesn't your mood feel like a little,
Yeah, but I do like that, again, because it's a break
for
me.
Well, you're a weirdo, Sam.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to explain it's just a break from the sunny days. That's all. I like the mood of it, you know?
Just take a vacation to Seattle and
That's exactly what I'm going to do is I'm going to go somewhere. You know, somebody told me that, like, flying to Colorado right now, $150 round trip. Can you imagine?
Why?
What's
going on
I don't
in Colorado?
Know, but they have nothing. They just have good deals on it. So I thought maybe this is a good opportunity. I mean, even for the weekend, it's worth going there. You
it's
know?
Like $1,000 to
I've
fly
never
to
been
LA
there.
Right now.
From where?
Anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, flights are so expensive because it's All-Star weekend.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. Good thing I don't have to fly into LA. What can I tell you?
I know, right?
You know? Yeah, yeah.
I wanted my sister to come. She was like, no.
They're holding the games here?
Yeah, all the events are here, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going?
I'm going to so many today.
Really? When does it start? Today? The events?
I'm not actually going to the basketball events. I wish I was going to the slam dunk contest, but I'm not. I'm going to, like, people are having, like, events outside
like
of it.
Parties.
Like, I'm going to an Adidas party today, a mansion party, and then I'm going to the club.
Oh, wow. You
and then
see,
tomorrow
so
morning, I'll just be dead.
Yeah. So you're all set, you see? I mean, you have your connections.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm kind of cool.
You get invited to things. I've lived here 40 years. Nobody invites me to a mansion, you know?
I'll invite you, Sam.
I don't know what I can tell you.
Do you want to come with me?
I don't know. What kind of a party is
it? I have no clue. I couldn't even tell you. Couldn't even tell you.
I don't know. But if it's weird, I don't know. You'll have to tell me about it, and we'll see.
I'll let you know.
I'll consider it, and we'll see. It's kind of weird when you go and you don't know anybody, you know? But
not really. I like that. When I first moved out here, I would Google random spots, take an Uber, and go there by myself and just sit at the bar till I made friends. Didn't really work out for me, but
why?
I have no friends.
No, that's true. But you sat at the bar. I'm sure people approached.
Oh, I talked
you know?
To people for sure.
Right.
No one that wanted to talk to me again, though.
No, but friends is a tricky thing, you know. Not just anybody can be a friend, you know.
Yeah, it's hard.
I meet a lot of people, but to make a friend, a true friend, sometimes you have to wait years until.
And
you
it's hard to
someone.
Be friends with females because I feel like once I have you over and you borrow something out of my closet and you don't return it in a timely manner, the friendship is over. Like, we are done, girl.
Just like when you lend money to someone, right?
Yeah.
You don't see your money or your friend anymore.
No.
That's sad stuff, you know?
I don't think I've ever let anyone borrow money.
Yeah?
Ever. My sister has let me borrow so much money.
Really?
Yeah, but I've been paying
her back. So it's a one-way street for you.
Yeah.
I just take.
She paid my rent for like 2 months in a row.
Thanks, girl.
How's she doing?
She's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she ever going to call into the show? Or
yeah,
what?
But I mean, Sam, when is she going to call?
Anytime.
No, we're busy. We've been busy this week.
So what?
We only had one
she
day
can
where
call
we didn't
it's
have
your
a guest.
Sister.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you've been here, what, 3 weeks already? I don't even know her
yet. 2 weeks. This is my second week.
No, I counted
3 weeks.
And a half.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah, you're right. 2.5, yeah.
2.5 or so.
Aw.
Yeah. You see? So, yeah, what can you do? So, do you want to talk about the shoot you went to yesterday?
I mean, no.
We didn't even get to talk about it. Okay.
I don't.
We're going to talk about that. The disaster?
It was just, I mean, I've never done like a music video shoot before. And. Uh-huh. I literally felt like they should have just hired me to be the comedian on set because that's all I did.
Really?
Like, yeah. Because it was so awkward. It was like they put us in a dressing room with all girls
uh-huh.
and like no one was talking. So I was like, okay, I've got to loosen this vibe up. So I just like do what I do.
Right.
All day long.
You loosen them up then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So they, you see, there's your talent.
Yeah.
You need to entertain
but
audiences.
But it's not like I try.
What's that?
It's not like I try. Like I wasn't popping out like jokes that
well,
I
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
I
it's natural for you. That's what you got to pursue, entertaining people.
I know. Thanks,
yeah.
Sam. I appreciate
there you
it.
Go.
You're,
well,
like,
no.
You're like my only true fan.
Yeah, right? Well, it'll be different. Well, come on. You've got more fans
than anybody
else.
I'm just kidding. People are actually
else.
Getting really upset I just said that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got so
They're
many
like,
fans.
They're like, what the hell? We're on watching you live.
Never in my life am I going to have that many fans.
Yeah, with
so
me,
relax.
You might. I got you.
No. You're offering a totally a different agenda than I am.
What
Mine
do you
is boring. People don't follow me.
I don't think
me.
You're boring at all. You're quite entertaining.
No, thank you. But all I post is like pictures with the guests, you know?
I know. Your page
you
is
post,
very...
And you post controversial stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just eye candy.
Did you see my pictures
like
from last
people.
Night?
No, I did not. What did you post last night?
I'm
even afraid to ask anymore.
I posted my outfit of the day pic.
Uh-huh.
And then I texted the guy that I wanted to talk to, and I couldn't even get a text back. I'm like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
So tell me something. Maybe I saw a picture. Is that at the restaurant you talked about, the Delilah one?
No.
Oh, that's a different
that
one.
That was a different
That's
night.
The day before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't keep up with you. The funny thing is every time I open my Instagram.
It's me?
It's you. The first one.
Hey
I'm
there.
Like, what's going on?
Right at the top.
You know, I mean, I don't follow that many people, but still, nobody ever appears on top all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is that like the algorithm? Is that like if the post is really popular, they'll just put it
Maybe
up?
Maybe it's because I'm the only popular person you have like
right.
you're following because there's a lot of people that say that my posts don't even show up.
Oh.
Like I'll put on my IG story, hey, just posted 2 new posts because people aren't seeing it. Like,
right.
It's
so,
really weird.
So it is with like the most it's seen, the more they probably serve it.
Yeah. And if you don't get like a certain amount of likes mm-hmm. within, I think, 10 minutes, it just takes your picture off the timeline.
Really?
I'm like, why?
Oh, God.
Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah. It's funny how this generation knows everything about Instagram.
Social media?
Yeah, especially Instagram.
Yeah.
Everybody talks to me about the algorithms there and all this, and I'm like, whoa, you know? I mean, like, I'm just posting pictures there. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. Still, I feel if you want conversation, you got to go on Facebook.
No.
You know? No?
Mm-mm.
You're having conversations on Instagram with the
Facebook.
Pictures? Yeah. Oh, well.
I'll say that forever. I literally only have it on my phone because when you download certain apps, it's like logging with Facebook and it's so much easier just to log in
right,
with Facebook. Right,
right. That's very interesting. What about Snapchat? Have you moved
I
to
like
that?
I like Snap.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like IG has IG stories, so it's like I just use Snap for the filters and post it on my IG stories.
I see. Okay, so there's no reason to use Snapchat now. Is
Unless
that what
you're sending like a nudie pic.
Right, yeah. And then Instagram is not a good idea.
No.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
Unfortunately. But now I've learned that people can like save your pics without you knowing.
Yeah, right.
Because before they would screenshot and you get a
right.
notification like blah, blah, blah. Just screenshot your stuff. Now you can like save videos and pics off Snapchat with no like notification. I'm like, oh, damn. I wonder where my vagina's at.
A lot of people. Oh, my God.
So
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, who knows where it's at. But yeah, you just keep it close to you. That's the only thing you need to do.
Yeah, I need to work on being more classy for sure.
Well, that's you, you know. I mean, don't try to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
You know. You can improve your ways, but, you know, that comes with age, you know. I mean, you're still grown up.
No, Sam, I'm about to be 30.
I know. Okay. Like I said, you're still grown up. It's not the same. I don't have a lot of growing up to do, just more maybe wisdom or something. But for you, you still have a lot of awesome experiences that are awaiting you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. By the time I'm 50, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have so many stories to tell.
Oh, yeah, you will. You will, for sure.
My
and
kids
you
are
will have
like,
learned a lot.
What is wrong with you, Mom?
Yeah, you will have asked yourself, for example.
If I have kids, jeez.
Yeah. What was that with my tattooed ass on Instagram and stuff? You know, you'll ask yourself.
And I'll tell them, right? I'm like, guys, that's what you do.
And well, that's what you did back in 2018.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, don't be like your mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like your mom. All right, folks, we're going to bring in our guest right now. And we're joined by Christina Segala. You wrote a book. You also do a lot of stuff, Christina. So we're going to find out everything about you. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Are you an L.A. native?
No. I am from San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. What's it like growing up there?
I like San Antonio. I think San Antonio is a really great city. Texas is like there's good and bad things about growing up there.
Right.
Like the food is great, but like the repression is bad.
What's the repression? I'm so dumb. I'm sorry.
They're not like being like a kooky liberal person.
It just doesn't work.
Well, I mean, I had like a following, but I also made a lot of people mad
right?
Yeah.
So she moved to California where she feels at home. There you go.
So how long have you been in California for?
7 years.
Okay, so you've been here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
cool. So, but you did you growing up there and stuff? Do you have siblings?
I do.
And what was that like growing up with them? What do you have, brother, sister?
I have a little brother.
Oh.
He still lives in San Antonio and he's amazing. He's a special ed teacher.
Really?
Good for him.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's
mm-hmm.
great. Yeah.
And so did you go to school in Texas?
I went to undergrad in Texas. And
oh,
I went to
where?
Grad school in New York. I went
really?
To Baylor in Texas.
Okay. And what did you take there?
I did like a philosophy and ethics honors program and did like a... Wow. I majored in theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's
I
cool.
love philosophy.
Me
Are you
too.
Kidding me? I'm thinking of getting my PhD maybe in philosophy if I ever do. But first,
are you
being
serious? Or are you joking?
First, I have to get a master's. God damn it.
Oh,
I only have
like,
a bachelor's degree.
Like
so, PhD is reaching a little too far. But yeah, whatever. But very interesting. So, but you ended up in theater, you said?
Yeah. I went to New York and I got my MFA in playwriting.
Oh,
okay. Awesome.
From that school where James Lipton interviews all the kids.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to that school.
Oh, really?
Oh. Did he interview you?
So, that's
yeah.
pretty
well,
cool.
Well, I mean, I like asked embarrassing questions and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's like, what are those kids taking notes, really, like, enthusiastically?
Yeah.
Like,
I love it.
Very cool.
I feel like we just had someone else who went to theater school in New York yesterday, right?
Interesting.
Right, the director
mm-hmm.
that was here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a lot of people, especially for theater, they go to New York, right?
And then end up in L.A.
Yeah, because
right.
there's no money in theater.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Unless it's like a major play like Hamilton, right?
A musical, yeah. But
oh.
even like a major, like regular play.
It's like
not really.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Christina, I want you a little closer to the mic.
Here I am.
There you go. It doesn't have to be that close, but just, you know, cause so we can hear you nice and full. And how long did you live in New York for?
3 years.
3 years.
Did you love it, hate it? I think it smells like a giant diaper.
Oh, it definitely does.
Isn't it the worst?
I didn't stay there in the summer.
It's like hot. Ooh. It's like hotter in the summer, right?
The summer's where the diaper smells like really strong.
Yeah.
It's
the
awful.
Winter, all the diapers freeze, so it's like fine. But I just went for school. I loved going to school there, but then I looked around and I was like, I don't know how I'm ever going to be an adult here.
Oh, because it's like too much partying, right?
Yeah, and it's
But
too
don't
expensive.
You feel like that's like the same in L.A.?
No.
Really?
No, LA is dead compared to New York City, right?
Anywhere you can stay out and till 4 in the morning and nobody has to drive, nothing good happens between 2 and 4 in the morning.
That's true,
but
right?
I hate that nobody drives there.
Yeah, but you don't have to
drive. Yeah, you don't have to drive.
It's like taxi cabs,
so
and they drive so aggressively out there. I'm like, whoa. I'm trying to get till tomorrow, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they live. They live on the street, so they own them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... yeah, well, that's what... You know, I mean, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean?
No, I'm being
My
sarcastic.
My best friend actually got into a wicked bad car accident in New York City with a like an Uber limo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so flipped over.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Yeah. Highlight of her life, for sure.
But definitely, there's a lot more to do in New York, especially at night.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Have you been to New York?
Sam, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you lived in Boston, how can you not go to New York?
I've only been to New York maybe like 4 times my entire life.
Yeah?
Yeah. And every time I go, I get so drunk because you're out till 4 a.m. and then you have to like leave by checkout. And I'm like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I cannot do this. I'm out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's too much partying
and
for
I've
me,
And I've always
man.
Gone when it's cold. New York is so cold.
Yes.
In the winter. It's like because of the tall buildings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no.
And winds mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Did you live in the city?
I lived in Astoria in Queens, like right out. So it's like one stop from the...
Okay,
from
yeah. That's close. That's mm-hmm. not bad.
Wow.
It was nice. A little. There was like some trees.
Yeah.
That was cool.
No, but that was a major change from Texas, right?
From Waco, Texas. Yes. I moved with my best friend, Brad, from Baylor to New York. And it was... We were like... Oh my, we were such little rednecks and it was so funny.
Really?
Wait, Waco is where that guy, that
yeah. the Branch Davidians, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
a real
right.
cool hop in town.
The one, that movie's coming
so
out.
What, so the school was in Waco?
Baylor
is that what it is?
In Waco, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Now
that's like popular for football, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I think I read, wait, what happened there?
They had like a huge scandal, like
really?
The biggest one, yeah.
Because I'm like, why does that name sound so familiar? Like, I've
they
heard it
like,
before.
They, like, recruited people that had been, like, let go of other teams for sexual assault.
Really?
It was a mess.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They might not have a football team at all. They shouldn't. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Baylor.
Yeah.
Baylor.
Yep.
Baller.
So you're definitely in your element now. You didn't feel you belonged in Texas, huh?
I mean, I...
Did you grow up to a conservative family?
No, my parents are from New York.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
And how did they wind up in Texas?
AT&T moved around a lot. My dad worked for AT&T and other, like, companies
yeah.
like that. Yeah, and they... So we ended up in Atlanta and then Texas.
Would you ever move back to Texas?
I don't know. Not... San Antonio's cool, like,
yeah.
and Austin's cool, but I'm not considering it.
No.
Yeah.
I want to go to... I just want to go for, like, a weekend, I think, just because I've never been there.
Yeah, Austin is very nice to visit.
Like, to party or something.
Yeah, yeah. Austin is a party town for
yeah.
sure, right?
Yeah.
It's a college town.
Is that, like,
town.
The capital?
Yeah.
Okay. It's, like, the biggest part, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really big, is it? Austin's not big.
Austin's... pretty big. I mean, there's
really?
A lot of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It used to be small in my mind. I don't know what I'm
Have
thinking
you been
about.
There?
Yeah, I was there once for a convention. And yeah, I mean, there were college kids everywhere and stuff. So it was
yeah.
fun. But I can say it is huge. I was just downtown. What the mm-hmm. hell do I know?
Yeah. So then All you right. moved to LA and what
and,
brought you here?
I had a job at a like a preschool.
Really? You were a teacher?
Yeah, I was a teacher, and it was like a date. It was like a summer thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I'm... And they were doing one of my plays here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so I came in, I was like, everyone's apartment is so big, and then I never went back to
oh, really?
New York. Yeah, I really like it here, yeah.
Wow.
Apartments are so small here.
Where, here?
You have not.
Yeah, you've not lived in New York.
Mine's pretty big. But,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
I've been in other people's apartments where I'm like...
Well, I don't know where they live.
I'm in the bathroom and the kitchen at the same exact time. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. No,
we're
LA's
so expensive, too.
For
like, it's crazy expensive.
I don't know where
but
you
New
hang
York
out.
But New York is even more expensive, right?
Because you're, like, in Hollywood. Everything is small there, you know, because there's so much.
My apartment's pretty big.
Well, maybe yours. But like you said,
bedroom,
a lot of them are
small. I
would hope
it's big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said a lot of them are small, and that's because, you know, it's so, like, crowded there, you know?
Yeah.
And there's
West
there's
Hollywood.
So much going on there. You live mm-hmm. in the valley. There's a lot more room.
I don't live
you know,
in the valley.
I said if you do,
oh.
you'll find a lot more room.
I heard the valley is more affordable, so maybe that'll
it
be
is.
My next move.
Yeah, yeah.
I live in Glendale. I
in
love
Glendale.
It.
So,
yeah, my,
yeah
my
you're right outside
it's really
the valley
nice
here,
there.
Right?
It is. It's really, there's a lot of new restaurants
yeah.
there. I'm like, is Glendale going to be hip one day?
Probably, right?
But everyone else, I feel like when people hear Glendale, they're like, no, it's just too far.
It's closer
it's
to the valley in some
yeah.
than the valley.
Yeah, it's right
so
outside
my,
the valley.
My friends lives
right.
there, and I love it. I think it's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you. So you moved here. You got a job. Wait a minute. You said
at a preschool
that they did your play, one of your plays here.
Yeah, one of
so
my
you
plays
had written it.
Done.
You had written that play.
I had written that play. Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And where did you write it?
I wrote it in New York. I've written a lot of plays.
Yeah.
So that was like one of my more popular ones. It got done in a bunch of cities like that summer that I graduated from grad school. So I went and like kind of saw it in every city. And LA was one of the last ones.
And you were like, I'm staying.
Yeah.
I'm not going back. Did you fly back to get your stuff at least? Or no?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Really? You were I'm literally never going back.
Yeah. I think... shout out to the girl who still lives in my apartment with probably my old guitars and stuff in Queens. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that person who sold it for sure. They were like, boop.
That's fine.
Pinterest.
She did.
Oh, no, not Pinterest. What is it?
She left it behind.
Poshmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poshmarked it. Oh, my God. That's crazy. I mean, that's a really bold move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It is.
What
but
did
she
you tell
found
Brad?
Her,
you were like, see ya, Brad.
Brad ended up moving a year later.
To here?
Yeah.
Are you guys still BFFs?
Oh, yeah.
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 I need a guy friend that's my BFF for
He's life. A floral designer, so he makes my life like look nice.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell him he can make
floral
me flowers
designer. Yeah,
comes.
I mean, what a great job to do. So, but going back, so you started writing at what point in your life?
Oh, I was pretty young. I mean, probably in college. I went to college for acting, and I wasn't very good at it. I got good in grad school, but I didn't. It just didn't click for me right away. Right. I like, intellectualized it too much, and but I wrote, and I was like, "Oh, this is like much easier,
right?
I'm better at this, and people want to do my plays." So I did a bunch of. So probably like 20. I was probably 20 when I wrote my first play.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Very interesting.
What was it about?
Yeah, what was it about the
it
first one?
It was a musical about two girls that wanted to sleep with their choir teacher.
That's hot.
Two of them at the same time. And how old are those girls?
Is that like a fantasy you had?
No. I just wanted... I don't know why I wrote it. But it got done by a historically black theater in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And it was like really cool to like... That was like one of my first theater experiences as a playwright. And it was like such a great one.
That's crazy. So it's not difficult like sitting down and writing like what each character is going to say?
It's so much easier than...
Actually acting it out?
No, it's so much easier than writing other stuff. To me, a lot of people would say that's the hardest part,
right.
But to me, it's just like...
Like the dialogue and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, that's
like you just imagine yourself there?
Yeah, I just kind of imagine myself as both of them, and then they kind of talk in my head.
That's awesome.
Because
I always
cool.
wonder
you see,
when
not
I
everybody
watch stuff,
can do
and I'm
that.
Like, how does like the writers put this all together? Like, and then she played with her hair. Like, it's at very specific moments and stuff that you put in there, and I'm like, how did you come up with that?
Right.
Well, the actors and directors do a lot, too.
Yeah.
And producers. I mean, a lot of people bring it to life, but yeah, there is...
Yeah.
A lot that goes into
so writing, right. So writing those scripts is different from writing a book, right?
It's so different, yes.
Right, because you don't get to... you rely more on dialogue than on describing things, right?
A play is almost all dialogue, yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But you have to set up the setting. And,
yeah, but that's... You can just write, like, they're in a room. Like,
right.
You don't have to write much, yeah.
But don't you have to describe the room, like to the people that actually make the play?
I mean, yeah, but I can do that with my voice.
Okay, so you're actually there.
To the reader.
Yeah. So as a writer,
but you don't, you know.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, because I've never really talked to anybody who wrote plays and stuff, so I don't know how the process worked, you know. Very interesting. So you moved here, and you decided you're going to pursue that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then my first television job, my uncle is like an executive producer, Rob Dorfman, and it's actually my cousin, but he got me a job as a paranormal researcher.
That's awesome, because I believe in that stuff. Me and Sam talk about this at least once a week. I'm like, ghosts are real, for sure.
If they are real, they're not on the internet. Like, I never found one on the internet, but...
What do you mean on the internet?
I was looking for videos that, like, proved... Like, that was the whole...
So you didn't, like, go camp out at, like, an old insane asylum?
I did that,
with, like,
too.
The little...
Yeah. But I did a little... I started in research for it. So I did a show called Fact or Faked Paranormal Files, which ran on Sci-Fi for, like, ever.
I think I've actually seen that.
Yeah,
I'm not
like
kidding.
Five good-looking people.
Yeah. I dead ass think I've watched that before.
Oh, yeah. And they, like, recreate the videos, kind of like Mythbusters. And they're like, is it a chupacabra or is it, like, a pony whose hair we braided? And it's like, no, it's not that. But, like, so I, like, researched the videos and then, like, made up the tests for it.
Right.
Helped make up the tests. It was so funny because it's, like, a room full of, like, the smartest people I've ever met. Making, like, this really wacky version of Scooby-Doo. So it was, like, really, it was a great first TV experience.
Yeah. I definitely have seen that show.
So you've written a few of those, and when did the idea of a book come up for you?
I was actually hired to write this book originally as a... my agent, Lacey Lynch, just put me up for it, like blind. So I put up a couple pages, and I was against a bunch of people, and I was like in the parking lot of my paranormal job talking with Bobby Goldstein. And originally I was just going to be a ghostwriter, and then our relationship evolved and the process evolved and it became what it is, and it's been really cool.
Now, why would they want a ghostwriter instead of someone who...
A ghostwriter helps somebody else, right?
A ghostwriter, yes. It depends. Ghostwriters can mean they help you or can mean they write the whole book.
Because right, I just finished writing a book, and I wrote it in 2014, and it was trash. So I like got someone... Not that it was trash. It just wasn't that good. So I got a ghostwriter to bounce off my ideas. So she'd like write some, and then I would come back and fix what she wrote. But some people say that ghostwriters, you sit in a room with them, and you tell them what you want to write, and then they write it all.
It's different for everybody. Yeah. It's like a producer. It's like one of those jobs. Like, it can be like... It can mean a lot of different things.
Right.
Sometimes you never talk to the person. And
or meet them in person?
I mean, I've heard of that. I've never done that.
That's
but
crazy.
I've heard of that.
Hey, you're helping me write my book.
Yeah. So now when they audition, like, audition people to write a book, does that mean the project's already ready to go, and they, like, somebody already has the story idea and then they're looking for a writer?
I think Bobby had like a general idea of what he wanted. Like, he wanted something. He has a bunch of daughters. He worked on Cheater. He's the founder of the show Cheater.
Oh my
Bobby
God.
Goldstein is. And
oh,
he's
really?
Like a real character. He's great. And he, I think, wanted to... He told me everything he saw in Cheater is he really wanted women to like take a more active role in society. And this is like a long time ago. So this
right.
is like 7 years ago and or six. And he wanted he wanted like a store, like, what if history had gone a different way? And I was like, what if we just like do like a sci-fi thing? He was like, great. So yeah, so I had a lot of say. He didn't really push me too much on the story, but like he wanted this title and it to say certain things, and so
right.
that kind of thing.
So when did this book come out?
September.
And what's the name of it, just so everyone
it's
knows?
It's XXVXY.
XXV.
Like men versus women versus men.
Right. Yeah. These are like X chromosomes and Y chromosomes and stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So XX is females, right? And XY is males?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I hope I'm right on that.
You're right.
I think I'm right. Yeah, I think I'm right. I've seen it way too many times.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
That's a clever title, though.
So male versus female, the final world war.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So this is a fictional book.
Yes. It is
novel.
Quite fictional.
Yeah, hold on.
It's a novel.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I see. It says a novel by Christina Segala, story by Bobby Goldstein.
Yes.
So you both get credit for the book, for the story. Very cool. Now, so you had an idea before. So when you sat down, did you know pretty much where the story was going to go from beginning to end?
Not at all.
You did not?
No.
So you were given that kind of freedom to actually come up with the story.
Yeah, you know, I had never written a book before, and I just kind of wrote it, and then, you know, I'd get notes, and then I'd just write it again. Like, looking back,
how long did it take?
A long time,
right?
Really?
Like, each draft didn't take that long. Like, I pumped out this final draft in, like, 2 weeks.
Right.
But, like, I rewrote it, like, 15 times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just to have the patience to deal with redoing this so much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you get,
how
like,
did you
some...
have, like, the time? With your regular life, you know?
Well, it's
I don't know. I was on the road.
I know it's work, but still, writing a book is like, I imagine, like, have you seen The Secret Window where Johnny Depp just, like, had to be in a cabin by himself? That's what I imagine writing a book is like.
I don't know. I'm not so precious about it. Like, I had to do it, like, when I was on set, like, when I was just watching TV. Like, I just kind of did it all the time. I wasn't too, like, precious about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so you, like, got some talent, girl.
I think so.
No, well, obviously,
you were talented, and
we haven't even delved into the story yet. But I can imagine your mind must have gone some places that many people don't think about. I mean, you're thinking about a war between men and women rather than between different political ideologies and things like this. You're talking about actually a battle between the sexes, or even a war between the sexes. I'm very curious to see where you took the story. So we'll talk about the book, the story itself, in just a second. But by the way, we're talking to Christina Segala. She's a playwright. Obviously, she wrote a lot of theater, and now she came up with the book XXVXY: The Final World War. and it's a dystopian look, I guess, at the near future world. So it's got a very cool cover to it. Describe the cover, Christina.
I'm so glad you like it. It is... So there's these, like, Vargas girls that you... I'm sure you've...
I mean, she's really pretty.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They're, like, kind of, like, sexy, like, pinup girls. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a take on one.
Yeah.
That my friend, one of my best friends, my old roommate, Ashley Cole Bruce, who is an Imagineer at Disney, actually drew this.
Yeah.
And it's...
she drew that?
Yeah, she did.
Amazing. That looks like somebody posed for a picture. Oh, no, now that I'm looking at it.
A it's picture, a drawing, yeah.
But I really wanted to draw. And then there's a bunch of dead dudes.
I wear glasses, I just don't wear them.
There's like dead guys in the background.
Yeah, dead guys, too.
But, oh, my God, I thought this was rocks. I thought she was standing on rocks.
Yeah, so she's like dressed That's up as funny. George Washington, but it's kind of like 50s pinup-y. I don't know, like it was a hard book to like find a cover, to like figure out the exact cover right. for, but this is always what Bobby wanted. And then it was nice that my friend got to do it. And it's the face is kind of based on his wife, which is... But
well, his
people
wife
tell me
is beautiful,
it looks like
then.
Me all the time, but I think that's a bit
well,
of a
Well, your
compliment.
Eyes. Because yeah. you got blue eyes, girl. Yeah. Can get lost in those eyes.
So that's interesting. So, I mean, does the cover of the book tell us that the women won the war? I mean...
It looks like it. Like it a subliminal
message. It looks
like
because the men are already dead, well, and the woman's already dressed like, hey, I kicked their ass.
We don't want to give away the ending.
No,
then.
It's fine.
No, but we're not. But I mean, the
but
picture.
But the women win, right?
The picture,
I mean, I don't think anything like could be as simple as like women versus men. Like, I don't think it would break down like that. Right. And actually, right. even though I wrote this like a long time ago, it's like, I mean, America's basically in this story has factioned in the future off into two. It's like East and West America. Ooh. So it's like more of like a civil war where, right. like, you know, women and more progressive, but like it is kind of led by women and men on each side.
Yeah, yeah. That's very interesting. So you actually had to take the, let's say, the figurative war that has been going on between men and women, and you actually created an actual war out of it.
Yeah, I don't think I really saw the figure. I mean, this wasn't, to me, when I was writing it, like, as progressive as it feels now.
Right.
Like, because it wasn't such a... female empowerment wasn't, like, such a politicized issue.
And now,
ago.
It's, like, a big thing.
But
you started this 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But hasn't feminism been around for a long time?
Feminism has been around for
a
very long
even
time.
Militant
yeah.
feminism
but it hasn't been,
too.
Like... It's been around, but people haven't been, like...
It didn't used to anger... It didn't used to be such a hot button thing.
Right.
And I don't think it really should be if people like really break it down because it seems like pretty basic. But I think just the terms and stuff, like they set people off sometimes.
And many extreme people have hijacked the term anyway, you know. So I think, I think there's a lot of room to talk between men and women, a lot of room for conversation and stuff, you know.
I totally
so,
agree.
And it's obviously nothing new, you know. I mean, So let's talk about matriarchal societies for a second because there's not a lot of those, right, in the world. Do you know?
No.
Like where the women are really, they determine the direction of the culture.
Queen of England, right?
I mean, but she's more of a figurehead than...
She doesn't really make the decisions, right?
I'm sure she makes a lot
of
decisions.
It's still a man's world there in England, right?
And so basically nowhere then.
No.
I mean, lemurs. Are
what is that?
Like they're like weird monkeys.
I was like, what?
We have to go to the monkeys to find one.
Like, is that a country? Like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah. Right.
Like the things from Madagascar, the cartoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
So, Christina, it's hard to find a society like that. Why do you think societies have been the other way, patriarchal, where it's the men determine the direction? And the rules and the laws. It's always been like that, right? So why is it now, do you think, that now there's like... I mean, how do I want to ask this? Do you think there's always been hostility between men and women?
I don't think there's necessarily hostility. I think there's two different things. I think there's sexism and I think there's misogyny. So sexism is just like... not wanting women to outshine you, wanting a little bit of control. And like it isn't necessarily conscious. And misogyny is like the actual hatred of women. I don't think there's that many people
that
are like,
women like that.
True misogynists.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of people that are... I think most of us... Like sexism is like kind of like inherent and like in society and like it's like unconscious bias. So I think it takes a lot of work to root it out. But, like, I think that's more the problem we have than, like, I think misogyny is real, and I think it's a big problem. Obviously, there's, like, crazies that go shoot people at Amy Schumer movies and stuff. But, like, I don't...
Wait, what?
Yeah, what happened? But I don't think it's, like, the pervasive issue I'm seeing everywhere as much as just, like, everyday sexism.
Right, I agree with you 110%.
Would you say that, in general, women in America are comfortable with their position in society, or would you say the majority are not?
I
have any idea?
I can't really speak for
no. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you think it's like
I'm like you? I'm like
because no. Because I'll tell you why. Many people try to say that there's no difference between when men and women. I mean, I believe in equality, but still retaining our differences, right? Or how do you see that?
That's an interesting point. I mean, I think that for the past 50 years, women have been kind of told to varying extents, and there still is a lot of problem with the way our society treats women. I'm not trying to belittle that, but, like, women have kind of been told there's different ways to be a woman that are acceptable. Mm-hmm. Like, you can kind of wear whatever you want and be whatever you want. I feel like for men, the definition of what it is to be a man is still very rigid.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I actually think, like, feminism is actually in some ways just as useful for men, because I think that definition of what it means to be male can, like how many men do you know that, like, don't have good friends?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, or don't have vulnerable connections with people. Like, right. And I just think that
I feel like there's a lot of people that don't have vulnerable connections with people, though.
Well, I think men-wise. A lot of that stuff is because of gender stuff.
So you think it's that, like, social pressures, like, not to express emotions?
Yeah. I don't think
as a man, right? I went out with my friend last night that I hadn't seen in a while, and it's a guy, and he's, like, the most emotional guy, and it's, like, to me, but he said that he's not like that with, like, many people, because he's like, I can't, like, get too emotional. I'm like, who cares though, if that's who you are?
But it makes you feel vulnerable, I think, and men hate vulnerability.
But I love a vulnerable man. You come here, boy.
It's attractive to a woman, I know.
Let me hug your ass.
There's so much strength in vulnerability, and people, and there's flip side of vulnerability is shame.
Mm-hmm.
And shame does not lead anyone to do anything. Most of the terrible things that happen in our world are because of shame.
Right.
You know, so I think that if they were able to be, like, more feminine, and obviously there are, like, Adam Rippon has been great and stuff like that, but, like, you know, gay men have kind of branched out, but, like, straight men are still, like, kind of in these blocks. I went to theater school twice. Like, these guys are liberal. They're, like, they're touchy-feely. They're, like, and they still, I feel like, do not have real connections with each other.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you go through life like that?
You know what, though? I'll tell you
very
what.
Lonely.
It's like, now we call it bromance and stuff, you know, but maybe men are afraid of being too close for fear of being considered gay or something like that, you know?
Yes, and I think that puts a lot of pressure on the women in their life, because a lot of people's partners are like, they're like, total
package.
They're you know, I have so many people that I can use for emotional support. And a lot of men, most men I know, don't have that.
Yeah, it's
they'll
so
have
true.
They have friends they can go drink with.
Yeah, and party with and try
and,
to,
like,
pick up girls.
And, like, if somebody dies,
whatever,
you know, they'll be there for them and stuff like that. But, like, the little everyday things.
Like, if you had a bad day at work.
Men have to, like, just push down or tell their partners.
Mm-hmm.
And
what if they don't even have a partner? Who do you tell?
I don't know.
Right,
you know what I mean?
So, but that's too much pressure on the partner, too,
it's,
right?
It's what we call emotional labor.
And that's sometimes why relationships don't work.
Yeah.
Because you're putting too much pressure on me to be everything for you. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what happened to my parents. Mm-hmm. I think my dad looked to my mom for that support, but then, like, is now regretting the fact that he hasn't had a full life with friends and stuff. It's, like, the weirdest situation.
Right.
Yeah, dudes, you can have friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you can
go out.
We think it's cool if you have friends.
Yeah,
you
for
can
sure.
just stay in and hang out with your friends, and we think that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, you're totally right about that. You know, it's like, I mean, even with my brother, we keep it sort of like surface in a way when it comes to emotions. You know, I don't even tell much about my personal life. And but with friends, it's like we get a little further, but because family is like people you're forced to be with, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. But not necessarily. I mean, you can choose not to talk to them. But with friends, you get to choose, you know. And I still find that I can't really be that open with them, you know?
My problem is I'm open to everybody. Like, I'll meet you at a coffee shop, and I'm like, yo, you know what happened last night?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
She's got no filter whatsoever, you know? But that's what's going to make her succeed in life. You just have to capitalize on that, not to fight it or feel bad about it. Yeah. But, Christina, let's get to the book in the last few minutes we have on the show. Give us a little bit of an idea on the plot. When does this take place?
Like 50 years in the future, 20 years in the future. I don't know.
Oh,
exactly.
In the future.
It's in the future, yeah.
It's in the future, yeah.
And there's these, in East America, it's President X, and there are all these women that have made to be, they're all named Nancy with a number after it.
Oh my God!
So like, there's three narrators, and one of the narrators is Nancy 159, and she is competing to be his bride. And this was before Donald Trump or any of that. So there are like a lot of parallels, but I just wrote it. I wrote like a sleazy producer type because that's what I know. And
can I have that?
Yeah,
I literally want to read it. I read quick too. I'll be done by like the end of the week.
It's a super quick read. It's like a beach read, and then so she's in this pageant and she's trying, and they all like kind of share a mind, and they all look the same. They get surgery.
Like
so
this
all,
girl right here.
Sort of. Well, they look kind of like Marilyn Monroe. Stepford Wives. Like creepy robot Stepford Wives. Yeah,
okay.
That like share a hive mind. So it's like super weird, and they live in like the old White House and stuff. And then on like the west side of America is like a dust bowl, and you know, they're all like kind of like learning to fight with swords and stuff. So like, and they're like these two girls, and that you follow both of them and their journeys like come together.
And the dusty chick's gonna come through and be the bride, huh? I already know the ending. Did I get it?
No.
All right, I'm totally off.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? You want to spoil it for us?
Like, so she's gonna come through and win the pageant.
No, it's super weird. Because she's the underdog, and I like it.
So how did you go there with in your mind to the weirdness there?
You know, I don't know. I've just always been weird.
I think weird is cool though. And people that aren't weird are like weird to me.
I can't help it.
Were you like interested in stuff like this before? Like
interested
what kind of books?
Weird robot stuff. Yeah.
Or like like what kind of books do you like to read?
I like. Honestly, I like horror and sci-fi. I like genre books. Like I like
so
genre
the weirder
stuff.
The weirder sci-fi the better for you.
Yeah,
wow,
like, totally.
Yeah, you see, I like sci-fi, but sort of like connected to reality.
Oh, I want it to be based in truth. Like, right. I want it to be like a world where you change a couple of the rules.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a fantasy world. It's a possible world.
Yeah.
And it could be like that in the future.
Totally.
And you totally had to think a lot about the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading an awesome book called Homo Deus, which is like about the future of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So he talks about the trends and what's going on and stuff. And it's amazing to be able to think in advance like this. And there you are. You're imagining like a whole situation, a whole world. You know?
I feel like the amazing. Republican Party has stolen the plot of this since, though.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Probably, yeah. Oh, my God. Let's not even get into that.
The book is XXVXY, The Final World War. I imagine people can get it in where books are sold.
It's on Amazon and in bookstores,
Yeah, and it is a physical book, so please get the physical books. You know, I started actually getting physical movies, too, because I realized the value of keeping it on your shelves and having something to hold on to from that work of art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the Kindle, everything sort of disappears, you know? Sometimes I go into my Kindle and I'm like, what? I read all these books? I don't even remember.
But Kindle's kind of cool when you travel a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So you don't have to, like, travel with, like, MacBooks.
Well, I don't travel a lot. The heavier the book, the better for
me.
Like
so
that.
What else are you working on now?
I just finished a play, and I'm working on some TV stuff, and that's pretty much it, yeah.
You're living your best life, girl.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, right. So were you able to connect with other people in your same profession where, I don't know, you guys share influence and things like that, or do you feel lonely in what you do?
I don't feel lonely. I just went to this like women in documentary film thing, and I was like, everyone here is so pretty and so nice. Oh my God. Like, I was like, is this like a weird sex party? But it was like, I was like, everyone's that nice. Like, yeah, no, women in these industries are like actually, and men, like, I've actually really enjoyed all the people, I mean, almost all the people I've worked with in TV, and all my people are very different in TV and theater and authors. Like, they're all, it's like totally different scenes, but it's been cool. It's been like having a bunch of groups in high school. It's been really neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always have someone to, like, if theater's busy, you can go to TV. And then
Totally.
Well, friends, I mean, like, if you're looking to hang out. But you've got, like, a good energy about you, so I imagine it wouldn't be hard to make friends.
No, friends are one of the easier parts of life for me. Yeah, right. Money, I'm not great at. Friends are money.
Yeah, me neither. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Christina Segala, the final thing I wanted to ask you is, where do you think the state of the relationship between men and women stands today? And all this, like, all these men, powerful men coming out, where do we stand?
I think it's really improving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But just the fact that we're out these people.
Yeah, those people present all, you know, we really did by that. Right. And I'm not sure because they're men or it's because they're in power. But I think power or abuses of power and how to keep that in check. Right. And I think that tend to keep that a little more in check. It's been around because I think we have, like, more nurturing.
Right. You see, the thing, the bottom line is we complement each other. Yeah. That's what we're able to everywhere. I mean, it's like sex example. I mean, you know?
Right.
So mind-wise, we need to think in the same. Not be like a place with garbage, where this is, you know? I mean, we did based on animals, you know, to want to, females to encourage or the hunter-gatherers. You know? So they are living the truth. But without, for example, to me, it never occurred to me that I would a man job. So that's where it needs to stand. At the same time, it's been open for the men being taken care of and all that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Conclude that everything's cool, everything, we're Liptopia, and we're
not, but I made a lot of good. Yeah, I think we all should. I don't think that should be so difficult.
Right. Yeah. So do you think movements like the new? It is.
Yeah,
a lot of people are really like hate there.
I think those people are
like the hijack.
I don't know. I think there's reasons, and it's not a perfect movement, been a useful one. Anything that makes
sense. Yeah, and talk about it.
And it's put a lot normally talk about conversation.
Right, exactly. There's always extremes, you know, and that's unfortunate, but sometimes you'll see that. But I don't think I agree with the rating thing rather than, and for the most part.
Telling the truth.
Right.
And tell the truth, I very rarely, it's never a bad, you know.
People have moved out here, like, a little bit more fake. I'd rather never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Issues lie. You can tell. I won't even, it's like all over my body.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like,
you know, you need to take some courses on filming and high-end.
No.
Then stay the way you are.
I'm 30 years old. I am authentic, you know?
Yeah. Grandpa had no filter. Like I said,
stay yourself because it's going to get who you are, not who you to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So stay as you are. Oh, yeah. But just to get you both. You might evaluate some of the things you said. But at any rate, Christina, we didn't even have a chance to talk at all. But she makes it possible. And Christina, so much for on social media.
I am on Instagram as The Muppet. It's private for free, but you can definitely. And I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
And yeah.
That's Christina Sala with a C. And the end of the day, the end of a week. Christina, thanks again. All the
thank you.
I'm going to get up. It's pretty futuristic, but I'm curious. You know? And you miss
C.
Big Full.
I
over the weekend, like,
you know,
he's like,
right?
He follows me on Instagram the other day. I'm not so classy. What are you doing?
I was like, it was cool.
I listened.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I take like I'll think about it.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta set up those thirst traps. So you want one particular person. Like Frankie's like, all right.
We're totally out of time. I guess, and we'll be back here on Monday.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.